弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很感谢神有机会跟你们一起在这里敬拜。
I thank God to have the opportunity to worship with you together.
我今天要跟大家分享的信息呢是基督的平安。
The topic of today's sermon is the peace of Christ.
我的题目呢是从哥罗西书第三章十五节那边出来的。
The top came from Colossians chapter 3.
那在那里告诉我们说要以基督的平安在你们心中做主。
It says that in there that we ought to have the peace of Christ in our hearts.
那我们读的经文呢是在提多书第一章第四节。
And the verse we just read was taken from Titus 1 verse 4.
那么在那个最后一半的半句话呢
The last half of the verse.
那么他是说，前面讲说，照着我们共信之道做真儿子的，然后接下去他就说，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。那么在他的保罗在他所写的书信里面，我们有的人认为是十二封信，有的是十三封信，不管怎么样，在他的十二封信里面，他每一封信里面都提到这一句话。
In the epistles that Paul has written, whether 12 or 13 of them, in all 12 epistles, he has used this sentence.
他说愿恩惠平安从父神和我们主耶稣基督归于你们，有的时候他是用你们。
May grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior to you. Sometimes he used a plural form.
如果说他写信给教会的话，他就用你们。
If he was writing the letter to the church, he would use you the plural form.
如果他写信给一个人，比方说像提摩太或者是提多，他就说你。
If he's writing the letter to a single person, either Timothy or Titus.He will use the word you in a singular form.
在他的十二封信里面，他每一封信里面都讲。
In all his 12 epistles, he has said this.
那可能是在形式上有点不一样。
Maybe the form is slightly different.
我自己在看的时候，我就觉得这一句话一定很重要。
So when I was reading, I think this sentence must be very important.
我们有的时候听到人家说，哦，这是当时写信的一种流行的一种方式。
Sometimes we hear people will say this is a popular way that people use in writing letters of those days.
我觉得不是那么简单。
But I don't think it's that simple.
因为他每一封信里面都写。
Because he has written this in every single letter.
这表示他心里面他就是希望教会或者是收信的人他真的是有从神那里来的平安或者是这个恩惠。
It means that he really wants All the recipients of the letters to have grace and peace.
而且不是他想希望他们有。
If not just what he wished they were.
他是很肯定的，他知道他们应该是有的。
He's confirmed they should have.
不像我们现在人写信。
It's not like we write letters.
我们现在人写信有的时候用一些问候语哈。
Sometimes we say greetings.
比方说在信尾结束的时候，我们就说 Have a nice day.
At the end of the letter, say "Have a nice day."
尤其现在打 email 啊，就这样子丢进去一句话。
Especially when you write email, you just throw.
有的时候我们就会丢进一句话说 "Good luck."
Sometimes we just say "Good luck."
很多时候，弟兄姐妹，我不知道你是不是也是这样子啊？想想看，很多时候就是我们说说而已。
I don't know if you do the same. Just to think, if we just to say it.
他真的知不知道那个人会得到这个，他都不晓得。
He doesn't really know. He's not sure whether the person will have it or not.
有的时候可能他也不在乎。
Maybe he doesn't even care.
有的时候我们信尾语啊，我们结束的时候我们写是 truly， 对不对
？Sometimes we write a letter in the closing. We write truly.
或者是 sincerely.
Our sincerely.
有时候我们都不知道是真的还是假的。
Sometimes we don't know it's true or not.
保罗写这句话是不一样的。
When Paul wrote this, it's different.
保罗说的时候是非常肯定的。
When he said it, he is confirmed.
因为有神和主耶稣基督的保证。
Because there's assurance from God and Lord Jesus.
他写信的对象，要不然就是教会，要不然就是教会的领袖。
So the recipients of his letters are either church or church leaders.
他知道他们应该有的。
He knows they should have it.
他是很有把握的。
He's very sure.
因为真正的平安是从神来的。
Because true peace comes from God.
因为有主耶稣基督的保证。
Because there's assurance from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他被钉死在十字架上。
Because he died and nailed on the cross.
他为我们流出宝血。
Left blood for us.
他救赎我们。
He has redeemed us.
让我们成为他的身体。
So we become his body.
让我们成为教会。
So we become a church.
这是我们的保证。
So this is our assurance.
当保罗讲到这个平安的时候，我没有时间跟你们讲恩惠哈，我们先讲平安。
So we don't have time to talk about the grace. We just talk about peace first.
那么因为平安大家都要，对不对？
Because we all would like to have peace.
你要不要平安啦？
Do you want the peace?
啊，我以前到人家家里面，就是因为我们中国人讲说平安就是什么？
You used to visit people in their homes. You know what the Chinese mean when they say peace?
平安就是福。
So peace is blessings.
啊。所以呢，我们到人家家里面就看到把那个平安倒过来挂着。
So we see their home when they hand the word peace upside down.
因为他希望平安到他家里面。
So they want peace come to their home.
他希望福到他家里面。
They want blessing come to their home.
那保罗讲这个平安的时候，我们需要回到他的这个旧约里面的背景。
So when Paul means the word peace,We need to go back to the background of the Old Testament.
那我们常常听到说平安在旧约里面就是 shalom.
We know that in the Old Testament, shalom is meaning for.
那么希伯来文就是 shalom, 是不是？
It's a Hebrew word.
那么在新约里面就是我们现在常常听到一些人的名字叫做 Irene.
So in the New Testament, we know some people's names are Irene.
那就是平安的意思。
That's the same meaning of peace.
今天我们要来好好想一下这个平安到底是什么。
That's what they think. What is this peace?
第一件事情我们要想的。
The first we need to think.
因为我们从旧约里面，从新约里面，我们去读的时候，我们就发现平安是以神的公义为基础的。
So when we read from Old Testament and New Testament, we know peace is based on God's
公义，神的公义啊。那么这个 shalom 这个字呢，它的字根呢，有一个意思就是你欠人家的债啊，然后还清楚了。
The root word of shalom means you have paid all your debts.
你不再欠债了。
You no longer owe anything.
我们查考圣经的时候。
So when we study the Bible.
我们去读平安这个字。
When we study the word peace.
我们发现在旧约里面神的公义和平安是成双出现。
So when in the Old Testament the word peace and the word of God's righteousness always appear in pair.
请你们看诗篇八十五篇
Psalm 85
诗篇八十五篇第九节
Psalm 85 verse
9这一篇诗篇是这个诗人向神求他的恩典
The psalmist is seeking God's blessings, grace.
那么从第八节开始他说我念给你们听啊，他说我要听神耶和华所说的话因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓他的圣民他们却不可再转去妄行第九节他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近叫荣耀住在我们的地上然后第十节他说慈爱和诚实彼此相遇公义和平安彼此相亲这就是我们从圣经上所看见的
This is why we read in the Bible.
真正的平安是建立在神的公义上面
True peace is built upon God's righteousness.
当神的公义被彰显的时候人才能有真正的平安
Only when God's righteousness is demonstrated then we can have true peace.
或许是说神的公义的要求得到满足的时候人才会有真正的平安
Or when we can satisfy God'sRighteousness, the requirement of righteousness, we can have true peace.
当我们去读旧约以色列人的历史的时候
When we study the history of the Israelites in the Old Testament,
特别是我们经过我们看见他们在旧约里面所做的各式各样的事情
Especially when we read what they have done in the Bible.
然后我们到了先知书里面
When we came to the prophets,
我们就看见以色列人还有犹大因为他们不信他们拜偶像他们在这个社会道德上面他们都犯了罪然后侵犯了神的公义和他的圣洁
So we can see when the Israelites and especially Judah, they have worshipped idols. They have sinned against God's righteousness and holiness.
他们侵犯了神。
So they have sinned, offended God.
所以你从圣经上面看见他们是没有平安的。
That's why you can see in the Bible they do not have peace.
但是很可惜的。
But it's a pity.
我们在旧约里面我们看见有很多的假先知教导他们。
In the Old Testament, many false prophets will teach them.
他说你们会有平安的。
Will teach them you will have peace.
他说你们放心。
Don't worry.
他说神不会这样子做的。
God's not going to do it.
神不会发怒的。
God is not going to be angry.
神不会惩罚你们的。
God's not going to punish.
神也不会把你们丢到世界各国去。
God is not going to send you to other nations.
神也不会让你们亡国的。
God is not going to let your country perish.
这些假先知圣经上告诉我们说他们只是空口说你们平安啊。
So those false prophets, they just say it with the empty words that you have peace.
其实没有真正的平安。
But they don't have a true peace.
这个圣经上用一个例子啊，我们从现在的人来看很有意思。
So give you an example. It's very interesting. See from today's.
那么这些以色列人这些犹大因为他们犯了罪他们侵犯了神所以他们受了很大的伤害。
So those,Israelites, they sinned against God, they suffered a great tragedy.
那么圣经上就告诉我们说这些假先知啊就随随便便的给他涂一点我们现在讲就是 Band-Aid, 啊。
So those false prophets try to heal them by give them maybe put a Band-Aid on.
他的心里面这个心脏都快要出问题了他就说啊我给你贴一个药膏贴一个这个 Band-Aid 你就好了
When they're even having trouble with their heart is an example So it's okay, I just give you a Band-Aid you'll be healed
他们需要的是一个开心的手术需要的是一个换心的手术但是这些人就告诉他 不需要了你只要贴一个药膏就好了
What they need is to have a new heart or a transplant But those false prophets just give them a Band-Aid
其实没有平安的
That's why they don't have peace.
我们看见以色列或者是犹大，特别是当他们在强盛的时候。
Let's look at Israel, or especially Judah, during their fullness in power.
他们的物质很丰富。
They are very material. They have full materials.
神就差遣这些先知来告诉他们。
So God sent prophets to tell them.
告诉他们说，他们你们不知道，你们已经侵犯了神了。
Tell them you didn't know you have offended God.
他说你们已经侵犯了神的公义和他的圣洁。
You have offended God's holiness and God's righteousness.
其实主耶稣啊不，其实神在他们还没有进到迦南地以前，他就借着摩西告诉他们，你们一进去就会犯罪。
Actually, God already told them through Moses before they entered Canaan.As long as you enter, you will sin.
他警告他们，他要在他的愤怒中惩罚他们，把他们丢在万国当中。
God has warned them and said He's going to punish them in His wrath and spread them in other countries.
但是圣经上告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us，
当神惩罚了他们之后
，After God punished them，
他们会从神那里得到平安。
They will have peace from God.
这是。第一件我们看到的。
That's the first thing we read.
第二件我们在思想这个平安。
The second we have to think about this peace.
这个平安和世人所想的平安是不一样的。
This peace is different from other people's thinking.
我们刚才讲说现在我们心里面想一想啊。
Let's think about it.
人人都想要平安对不对
Everybody wants peace, right?
我们一起看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's go to John chapter 14.
27节。约翰福音十四章27节。
John 14:27.
我们一起来读好不好
Let's read it together.
14章27节
14:27.
我们一起来念
Let's read together.
我留下平安给你们我将我的平安赐给你们我所赐的不像世人所赐的你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯在这里是主耶稣他将要离开这个世界之前他回到天父那里他跟他的门徒讲的一席话
This is what our Lord Jesus told the disciples before he was going to return to his father
他说我将我的平安赐给你们
He said, I'm going to give you my peace.
他说, 我所赐的不像世人所赐的,
I give you not the same as the world gives.
就是好像世界所赐的,
as the world would give you.
不一样的东西的,
it's different.
世人所给的,
it's different from what the world gives.
世界所给的是建立在我们看得见, 摸得着的东西上面。
What the world gives you is what built on what we can see, what we can touch.
甚至我们从世界上得来的平安是建立在所谓的人的上面。
Even we can say the peace come from the world is based on man.
这些都是短暂的。
This all short.
而且不能叫人满足的。
Cannot satisfy people.
而且也是你没有办法掌控的。
You cannot control it.
我们把我们的希望建立在一个人的身上。
When we build our hope on a man,
你不知道这个人他会在这个世界上有多久。
You don't know how long this man will last in this world.
我们把我们的希望建立在这些看得见摸得着的东西上面。
When we build our hope on the things we can see, we can touch.
但是这些东西一走了之后，我们就平安就没有了。
But when this thing passes, we won't have peace.
以色列人也是这个样子。
It's the same for the Israelites.
他们认为 在先知书里面你可以看到的。
In the prophet, you can see that. They think.
我们最近在读阿摩斯书啊。
We're recently studying Amos.
他就讲到说,你知道,你就看见以色列人,他们认为有房子就是有平安。
Those Israelites think if they have a house, they would have peace.
而且不只是房子啊,而且还要大房子。
Not just any house, they have to have a big house.
还有冬天的房子, 夏天的房子。
They have a house for the winter, they have a house for the summer.
然后他们想想就是说, 我只要有这些, 我就有福了。
So they think, as long as I have this, I'm blessed.
我就有平安了。
I will have peace.
然后他说, 我们酒榨里面有酒。
As long as we have wine in our wine pack.
我们仓库里面有粮。
When we have food in our store.
我圈中有牛羊。
So we have cattle. Within our fold.
如果我们把它用在我们现在的话,
if we use those words in today's life,
我相信你们都明白他在讲什么。
I think you understand what they're talking about.
他们认为这个就是平安了。
They think this is peace.
甚至这些以色列人, 犹大, 他们以为他们照着每个月初月朔, 在神的面前献祭, 就有平安了。
Even they think as long as they make offering at the beginning and middle of the month, they will have a peace.
不但是, 你知道, 真的是很有意思啊, 他们还去献平安祭。
They even have a peace offering.
他们就以为他们有平安了。
So they think they have a peace.
但是他们却侵犯了神。
But they offended God.
他们亏欠了, 他们欠了神的债。
So they owe God debt.
没有还清。
They have not repaid it.
当神的公义发出来的时候,
when God's righteousness is strong.
或者就是说神的愤怒显出来的时候,
God's wrath come,
他就把这些东西全部都消灭了。
So he can destroy all those things.
全部都拿走了。
He can take everything.
他们的平安也就失去了。
So their peace vanishes.
我们刚才背了约翰福音16章。
We just,
也许我们不能算是背, 对不对?
We just memorized John 16.
有没有哪一个会背?
How many of you have memorized it?
好,我们都不是 photographic 这个 memory. 我们翻到16章33节。
Let's go to
约翰福音, 其实就在你们的这个程序单上面, 哈。
Let's go to John 16:33.
约翰福音16章33节。
John 16:33.
好,我们还是记得,哈, 这是主耶稣他的临走之前跟他的最心爱的门徒跟他讲的一席话。
This is the way of Christ talked to the dear friend disciples right before he left.
16章33节好像是一个结论。
So 16:33 is like a conclusion.
我们一起再来读一遍好不好?
Let's read it one more time.
他说,我将这些事告诉你们, 是要叫你们在我里面有平安, 在世上你们有苦难, 但你们可以放心, 我已经胜了世界。 我们常常在读这个地方的时候,我们就觉得说主耶稣真的是很会开玩笑, 哈?
Sometimes when we read this, we think maybe Lord Jesus is playing a joke on us.
这是很矛盾的一个事情。
It seems that it contradicts.
他说我给我把他说我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
So he says, I, these things I have spoken to you so that you may have peace in me.
接下去他马上就讲他说在世上你们有苦难。
And then he immediately says, you will have tribulation in this world.
苦难跟平安对我们人来讲是矛盾的。
So we know peace and tribulations are conflicting.
用我们人的想法。
That's how we think.
这个苦难跟平安是不能在一起的。
So peace and tribulation cannot coexist.
我们叫做这个 paradoxy, 就是自相矛盾的 contradict to each other.
So it's a paradox.
但是主耶稣他就讲他说在他的里面你们有平安
But Christ says, in him you will have peace.
然后他又说你们在世上有苦难
Then he said, in the world you will have tribulation.
其实圣经里面主耶稣讲了很多这种矛盾的东西哈
So in the Bible, Lord Jesus oftentimes talk about contradicting issues.
我告诉你如果你从神那里来看的时候就不矛盾了
If you lookread this from God's perspective is no longer contradicting.
你如果把你自己交给神，从神从上面看下来，你就不矛盾了。
If you give yourself to God and look from above, you're no longer conflicting.
如果你从你人的眼光往上看的时候
，If you look from man's point of view, looking upward,
真的是矛盾了。
It's truly conflicting.
有的时候我们没办法想通。
Sometimes we couldn't understand.
我们再看腓立比书第四章第七节。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 4 verse 7. Philippians 4.
腓立比书第四章第七节。
4:7.
我觉得我们很多人都应该会背这一节圣经哈。
I think many of us should have memorized this verse.
好，我们一起来念。神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念他在这里告诉我们说神所赐的是什么平安是出人意外的平安
What God give us is the peace that transcends
不是一个惊喜、啊、
It's not a surprise
是他的意思并不是说哇我要一个东西忽然有一天从天上掉下来哇让我惊喜一下不是的
It's not like I want something, it all of a sudden came from above, so I'm so surprised.
就好像我们刚才看约翰福音16章33节。
Just like John 16:33.
是两个互相矛盾的。
They're too conflicting.
是我们没办法明白的。
It's beyond our understanding.
就是他翻译的。就是出人意外的。
It's beyond our understanding.
是超过我们的理性是超不是理性是超过我们能够理解的程度的
So it's beyond our ability to understand
不是照着世人的逻辑
It's not according to the logic of the world
也不是照着世人的原则
It's not according to the principles of the world
而且是但是是照着天上的原则
It's according to heavenly principles
这是第二个
So that's number two
第三个
The third
这个平安是永远的平安。
So this peace is permanent.
好，我们现在要，我不晓得有没有时间哈。我们翻到以西结书34章。
Let's go to Ezekiel 34.
Yeah, 既然在那里想，就干脆翻好了。以西结书34章。
Ezekiel 34.
神的话哈。
God's words.
以西结书34章第25节。
Verse 25.
在这里呢我们一起来念好不好他说我必与他们立平安的约使恶兽从境内断绝、哦、都还在翻是吧那我们一起来念34章25节
Chapter 34 verse 25 Let's read together
我必与他们立平安的约使恶兽从境内断绝他们就必安居在旷野躺卧在林中好我们再往后面翻翻到37章26节
Let's go to verse chapter
37 37章26节
37 verse 26
他又讲了一次
One more time,
我们再一起念
Let's read
并且我要与他们立平安的约作为永约我也要将他们安置在本地 使他们的人数增多，又在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。你知道当神讲这个永约的时候，平安的约的时候，他前面已经讲过 他对他们的惩罚。
Before God has talked about the permanent covenant with them, He has already told them about the punishment.
但是这个平安的约是永远的约。
But this covenant for peace is a permanent covenant.
这个约一定是要神的公义，他的公义的要求得到满足之后，这个约才能够成立。
If they have to first satisfy the God's requirement for righteousness, then they can have this permanent covenant.
换句话讲，就是在旧约里面，当神他的愤怒得到止息之后，他才能够立这个约。
So in the Old Testament can only have this covenant after God's wrath has been satisfied.
我们先讲一个故事啊。
Let's talk about a story.
当以色列人啊，他们被从迦南地带出来，啊不，从埃及带出来。
When the Israelites was taken out of Egypt,
因为他们不信
because of the unbelief,
所以他们在旷野里面，就在旷野里面绕了四十年，本来很快就可以进到迦南地了。
So they wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
四十年，差不多四十年了，他们才到了这个约旦河的东边，到了摩崖地。
So after 40 years, they came to the land of Moab.
哦，就快要进到迦南美地了。
Quickly, they are going to enter Canaan.
这个时候他们在那个摩崖地啊，还是跟以前一样。
At this time, they were still like when they were before at the land of Moab.
故习不改。
They did not change any of the bad habits.
他们在石亭啊，这个休息站。
When they were taking a rest,
他们就跟摩崖的女子啊，乱来。
So they commit sin with the women of Moab.
甚至拜他们的偶像
even worship their idols,
吃他们神的、吃他们神拜神的祭物
eat the food they used to offer sacrifice for their idols,
大大的侵犯了神
so they have greatly offended God,
神就降瘟疫在他们当中
so God sent the diseases to them,
而且把他们各族的头目都杀了之后挂在木头上面
soThey killed all their leaders and hung their head on the wood.
目的是什么呢？就是要警告他们。
The purpose to warn them.
这个时候，以色列人因为瘟疫，再加上这些死的这些族子的领袖啊，所以他们，我想是很难过啊。
I'm sure those Israelites feel very bad because of the diseases and the death of their leaders.
他们大家都聚在会幕门口。
So they all gathered before the tabernacle.
心里面很悲伤
they will have contrite hearts.
我想也有很多痛悔的事情
I'm sure many of them repenting.
这个时候以色列中有一个人他的名字叫做辛利
There is a person at that time by the name辛利
他大概还不知道怎么一回事
Maybe he didn't understand what's going on.
他就带了他的一个女朋友
He brought one of his girlfriend.
这个女朋友呢她的名字叫哥斯比
So this is the name of the girlfriend.
那么她是一个米甸的女孩，米甸族哈，就是一个外邦族在那个地方。
So he is one of the foreigners of the other tribes.
然后他就带着他的女朋友大摇大摆的经过这个会幕的前面。
So he brought this girl all the way went to the tabernacle.
在所有的以色列人的前面大摇大摆的带着他的这个外邦人的女朋友要进到他的帐篷里面
So among all the people he's going to bring this Gentile girl into the tabernacle
如果我们现在讲不是 tabernacle 就是进到他的这个 tent 进到他的帐篷里面
tent.
就像现在我们所说的他自己的 apartment、
It's like his own apartment
我想那个时候以色列人大概谁都没有心思说什么话
I think at that time nobody even bothered to say anything.
因为是在神的愤怒之下。
Because under God's wrath.
因为他们知道神很生气的。
He knows God is angry.
谁都没有心说什么。
They have no energy even to say anything.
这个时候，这个大祭司的孙子叫做腓尼哈。
So this time the great son of the great priest Phinehas.
他就跳起来。
He jumped up.
他就把他的枪拿着。
He brought his
矛哈矛枪矛。
He brought his spear.
就跟着他们。
Follow them.
他不是要看他们做什么。
He's not going to watch what they're going to do.
他就是要跟着他们，看他们去哪里啊。
He want to walk, follow them, see where they're going.
他等到他们进了他们的帐篷之后。
After they enter the tent.
他就用枪杀了他们两个人。
So he killed those two with his spear.
当这两个人被杀了之后。
After those two were killed.
这个瘟疫就停止了。
Then the disease stopped.
我们从圣经上面看见，因为耶和华神他的愤怒就止息了。
From the Bible, we can see that Jehovah's wrath ceased.
就消了。
He disappeared.
这时候神他就告诉摩西。
At this time, God told Moses.
他就告诉摩西，他说他要跟腓尼哈立一个永远的平安的约。
He's going to have a permanent covenant of peace.
他要立他的后代作为祭司。
So he's going to establish all his descendants to be priests.
作为一个永远的约。
To have a permanent covenant.
圣经上告诉我们说，因为他为了神，他有一个祭邪的心。
Because of God, he has a heart that hates evil.
他除掉了这两个罪人。
So he eliminated two sinners.
让神的怒熄灭了。
So that God's wrath may cease.
这是第一个故事。
So that's the first story.
这是在民数记，如果你们要去看的话，其实你知道这些故事很有意思的啊。
It's recorded in the Numbers.
I mean,
it's a very interesting story.
如果你知道怎么样把这些故事去看，然后甚至小孩子哈读给他听。
If you know how to read those stories, even read them to the children.
当小孩子睡觉之前。
Before they go to bed.
读给他听。
Read to them.
像讲故事一样。
Just like telling the story.
我跟你们讲的就是圣经上讲的。
I told you what the Bible said.
我们现在另外再讲一个故事。
Let's talk another story.
就是当神创造了人之后。
After God created man.
他造了亚当跟夏娃之后。
He created Adam and Eve.
神为他们预备了一个伊甸园。
God has prepared them a garden of Eden.
圣经上告诉我们说，这个园子里面什么东西都有。
The Bible says it has everything in this garden.
有四条河流过这个园子。
There are four rivers.
他们要喝水，有水。
If they want the water, there's water.
他们要吃的，神说我已经为你们预备了园中所有树上的果子，你们都可以吃。
God has prepared all kinds of fruits in the garden for them.
然后他又告诉他们说，他们又讲，但是圣经上让我们看见，神就是时时刻刻与他们同在。
The Bible tells us God was with them all the time.
他们也有工作。
They have work.
对不对？神就告诉亚当，他说你要修理管理，这整理这个园子。
So God told Adam he's to manage the garden.
但是当他跟他们讲说园中所有的树上的果子你都可以吃的时候，他有一句话。
When they told that they're all kind of...You can eat all the fruits in the garden except this one sentence.
他说只有园当中那棵分别善恶树上的果子你们不可以吃。
Only the fruit on the tree in the middle of the garden which can tell good from evil you cannot eat.
因为吃的日子必定死。
Because the day you eat, you shall die.
这个故事也是一个我们叫做很惨的一个故事、
so、this is also a tragic story.
结果亚当夏娃不听
But Adam and Eve rebelled.
他们听了撒旦的引诱
They followed Satan's temptations.
然后他们就吃了那个果子
Then they ate that fruit.
圣经上告诉我们说罪就因此进入了人
So the Bible says sin entered into man.
他自己成了罪人不说
Not only they become sinners themselves.
他的子子孙孙，所有的人都成了罪人。
All his descendants become sinners.
侵犯了神。
Sin against God.
你们有没有想过哈？如果亚当知道他后面有这么多的子子孙孙，他会不会吃啊
？Have you ever thought if Adam thought he has so many descendants, will he eat the fruit?
所以我说这是一个很悲惨的一个故事。
That's why I said this is a tragic story.
因为他们两个侵犯了神。
Because the two of them offended God.
死就临到不但他们两个人。
death fall upon not just the two of them.
不但他自己死了,
not only he himself died.
不但他的肉身会死,
not only his body decayed.
他的灵也死掉了,
his spirit died.
他没有办法再跟神沟通了,
he can no longer communicate with God.
不但如此,
not only this.
而且他的子子孙孙也都死了,
and all his children from generations died.
而且到现在为止还在继续的死。
And to even to this day, they all continue to die.
不但是灵死了，灵魂灵我们的灵死掉了，
not only the spirit
died, 而且我们的肉身也会死。
Our body will die.
而且是在继续的死。
And continue to die.
这个故事是不是很悲惨？
Is this a tragic story?
因为神他是一个绝对公义的神。
Because God is absolutely righteous.
他是绝对圣洁的神。
He is absolutely holy.
他是绝对的全能。
He is absolutely all powerful.
他不能够被侵犯的。
He cannot be offended.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过？
So, brothers and sisters, have you ever thought?
这个刑罚是永远的。
This punishment is lasting.
因为神是一个永远的神。
Because God is a lasting God.
我们有时候在报纸上面看到这个有些法官呢判一些犯人。
Sometimes we read the paper when the judges pass judgment.
我上次看到一个他判一个人判他的 six life, 他的六生啊六我不知道该怎么形容这个人。
I read a judge who judged a person to have six life sentences.
Six life sentences? 那是什么意思？我们现在听起来已经是好像哇，算不出来了，对不对？
So we cannot even comprehend what that means, six life sentences.
想想看，一个永远的刑罚。
Just to think about an everlasting punishment.
这是一个很悲惨的一个故事。
It is a very tragic story.
影响了所有的人。
It affected all people.
不管你是从哪里来的。
Doesn't matter where you come from.
不管你是诞生在哪一个家庭。
Doesn't matter which family you were born in.
不管你的皮肤的颜色是什么。
Doesn't matter the color of your skin.
不管你是男的还是女的。
Doesn't matter man or woman.
都一样。
It's all the same.
有谁能够像腓尼哈那样子止息神的愤怒呢？
Who can seize God's wrath like Phinehas?
今天世界上许许多多人因为人的罪所以都死掉了。
Today, many people died because of their sin.
有的是因为战争，
Some because of war.
有的是因为天灾，
Some from
有的是因为自然灾害，
Some from natural disaster,
有的是自己病死了，
Some died of illness,
但是没有办法止息神的愤怒。
But they cannot cease God's wrath.
谁可以止息他的愤怒？
Who can cease God's wrath?
当年以色列人侵犯了神，
When the Israelites offended God,
那些假先知就告诉他们，
Those false prophets told them,
啊，他说神爱你啊，
that God loves you.
神不会做这种事情的啊。
God will not do it to you.
巴比伦、亚述对你们的压迫很快就会没有了。
So Babylon and Assyria, their persecution shall pass.
放心吧。
Don't worry.
你们就在这一块地上，神所赐给他们的迦南地上，成家立业，生儿养女。
So you can just live in the land of Canaan, you can have families and have children.
但是神却警告他们。
But God warned them.
他借着耶利米，借着以西结，借着以赛亚警告他们。
He warned them through Jeremiah, through Isaiah, through Ezekiel.
特别是耶利米。
Especially Jeremiah.
他就告诉他们。
God told them.
他说，这些先知讲，假先知讲的都是假的。
He said all the false.Prophecies are false.
他告诉他们，他说他们必死得很苦，
He told them they shall die.
而且没有人哀哭。
Nobody's going to cry for them.
他们也没有地方可以埋葬。
There's no place to be buried.
神要夺去他们以为的平安。
God's going to take what peace they thought they had.
甚至在耶利米书告诉我们说，神必使欢喜快乐的声音止息。
Even in the book of Jeremiah, it says God will cease the joy and happy.
新郎和新娘这个娶新妇的这个高兴的声音也会止息。
So the happiness of newlyweds shall also cease.
不再听见了。
You no longer can hear it.
这些是我们从先知书里面所看见的。
This is what we can read from the prophets.
以色列人他们的遭遇。
This is what happened to the Israelites.
其实就是我们所有的人会碰到的。
This is all of us we shall all encounter.
可能跟他们的形式不太一样。
Maybe a different form.
但是因为神是不变的。
But even God will never change.
所以他的愤怒如果不止息的话。
If his wrath is never ceased.
我们每一个人，我们所有的人都是跟以色列人是一样的结果。
We will all have the same results like the Israelites.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
各位朋友。
And friends,
你能看见这个亚当的后代继续的在承受神的愤怒吗？
Can you see the descendants of Adam continue to suffer God's wrath?
但是我们很感谢神。
But we thank God.
时候到了。
Time is coming.
神就差遣他自己独生的爱子来到这个世界上。
God sent His only begotten Son to this world.
成为我们人的样子。
Become our image.
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他为你为我所侵犯神的那个罪被钉死在十字架上。
He was nailed and died on the cross for the sin that you and I have offended God.
他是唯一的一个，他自己是没有罪的。
He's the only one who is sinless.
他也死了。
He also died.
但是他的死跟我们其他人的死是不一样的。
But his death is different from other people's death.
因为他没有罪。
Because he's sinless.
因为他知道神的心意。
Because he knows God's will.
因为他照着神的心意来到这个世界上，然后钉死在十字架上。
Because he came to this world according to God's will and was nailed and died on the cross.
他的这个义行就好像腓尼哈一样啊，当然他做的比腓尼哈还要大。
So his righteous behavior is like Phinehas, but he's obviously greater than.
他就止息了神的愤怒。
So he has seized God's wrath.
那些相信的人。
For whoever so believes.
相信主耶稣所做的这一件事情的人。
Believe what Jesus Christ has done.
他就能够有这个永远的平安的约。
He will have.It's a covenant of permanent peace.
我讲完了故事了。
I finished telling you the story.
最后。
At last.
你怎么知道你有基督的平安呢？
How do you know you have the peace of Christ?
我们看罗马书第十五章十三节。
Let's go to Romans 15:13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans 15:13.
我们一起来念，好不好
？Let's read together.
但愿使人有因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。在这里，我们看见神的应许。他说：“这位使人有盼望的神。”把这个喜乐和平安充满在我们的心，因着什么？因着信，因着信。
Here we see God's promises.
不是凭着经验。
We may have a peace through faith, not by experiences.
经验很多时候是靠着外面的东西。
Experiences depends on external world.
或是我们顺着自己的心意的。
It's not according to our own will.
但是圣经上告诉我们，他说因着信。
The Bible tells us through faith.
这位使人有盼望的神。
that God will give hope to people.
他就会把喜乐平安充满在我们的心里面。
So will fill us with joy and peace.
使我们借着圣灵的能力。
So through the power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们大有盼望。
So we may have great hope.
我不知道你现在心情是怎么样。
I don't know what your circumstances are.
我们很多时候我们希望我们的学位可以带给我们带来平安。
Oftentimes we hope our degrees will bring us peace.
我们很多时候希望我们某一个人可以给我们带来平安。
Sometimes we think somebody may bring us peace.
很多时候我们以为我们有了学位，我们可以赚钱，我们有了房子，我们可以给我们带来平安。
Oftentimes we think we have a degree, we have work, we have money, we have house, that brings us peace.
我们也有很多人来美国探亲。
Some of us came to the United States to visit families.
投奔子女。
Come to visit your children.
我们以为透过子女的成就，我们就会有平安。
We think we could have peace through the accomplishments of our children.
这些事情你都没办法掌控的。
None of those we can control.
那些不是你真正的平安。
This is not our true peace.
真正的平安是从神那里来的。
The true peace comes from God.
是建立在他公义的基础上面。
It's built upon the righteousness of God.
所以保罗很有把握。
That's why Paul was very assured.
他写信给教会的时候。
When he wrote the letter to the church.
他说愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
So may we have the peace and grace from God the Father and Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神
Our Heavenly Father,
爱我们的主耶稣基督
The Lord Jesus who loves us,
我们要感谢你
We want to thank you.
感谢你借着圣经借着你的话靠着圣灵让我们能够明白你的心意
We thank you through the Bible through the word of the Spirit we may understand your will.
我们感谢你你自己拯救了我们
We thank you you have redeemed us.
我们感谢你，你把那永约的平安赐给我们。
We thank you that you have given us the permanent covenant of peace to us.
我们这样子祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.